Chapter 10. I spent the following day roaming through the valley. The mountains were before me. The glacier overhung me. A few shattered pines were scattered around. The solemn silence was broken by the thunder of the avalanche. Or was it the cracking of accumulated ice? I resolved to ascend Mount Anvert without a guide. The path is cut into short windings. It is terrifically desolate. In a thousand spots, broken trees lie strewed on the ground. Some destroyed. Others leaning on the rocks, or on other trees. The path is intersected by ravines of snow, the tracks of stones that roll down from above. One ravine is particularly dangerous. The slightest sound brings destruction. Rain poured from a dark sky. Gloomy pines add an air of severity to the scene. Below, mist rose from the rivers, curling in thick wreaths around the mountains, their summits hidden in the clouds. At noon, I arrived at the top of Mount Anvert. I looked down on the sea of ice. A mist covered everything. I climbed down to the glacier. The surface like the waves of a troubled sea, and almost a league in width. It took 2 hours to cross it. From where I stood, Mount Anvert was opposite. Above it rose Mont Blanc. I remained in a recess, gazing on this wonderful and stupendous scene. From a distance, the figure of a man was advancing with superhuman speed. He bounded over crevices. He was huge. It was my creation. His face wrote a bitter anguish, combining disdain and malice. Its unearthly ugliness was too horrible. I looked away for a moment. Devil, that I could restore the victims you have diabolically murdered. My creator detests me, to whom he is bound by unbreakable ties. You purpose to kill me. How dare you sport with life? Do your duty towards me, and I will do mine towards you and the rest of mankind. I am your Adam, not a fallen angel. How can I move you? Turn a favorable eye on your creature. Show me your goodness and compassion. Believe me, Frankenstein, my soul glowed with love and humanity, but I am miserably alone. If my creator abhors me, what hope can I gather from your fellows who owe me nothing? Desert mountains and dreary glaciers are my refuge. Caves of ice are a dwelling, the only which man does not grudge. These bleak skies are kinder to me than your fellow beings. I am miserable, and they shall share my wretchedness. Yet you may deliver them from an evil which will swallow them in the whirlwinds of its rage. Listen to my tale, hear me. The guilty are allowed by human laws, bloody as they are, to speak in their own defense before they are condemned. Listen to me, Frankenstein. Hear my tale. It is long and strange. As he said this, he led the way across the ice. I followed. I would, at least, listen to his tale, urged by curiosity and compassion. For the first time, I felt the duties of a creator. That I ought to make him happy before I complained of his wickedness. The air was cold, the rain began again. We entered the hut, seating myself by the fire, which my odious companion had lighted. He began his tale.